Joe.
Yeah.
There was a show
called
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
It was about three characters that were vaguely... I'm not sure how they got started. They were born in a lab.
Okay.
None of this matters, by the way, for the show.
Do they have abs?
At all. No. One is a giant... Cool, Greg, can you do me a favor and Google Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Aqua Teen Hunger Force. You'll see these characters. One is a giant thing of fries.
Okay.
One is a milkshake. Uh-huh. And one is a meatball. Meat wad.
They were born in labs, not in a kitchen.
No, they were not born in labs. They were born in labs. They do not have abs. This is what they look like. Now, you would say to yourself, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, that sounds like a superhero show.
Yeah.
You would be incorrect. They are billed as a superhero show. They do nothing superhero-ish. Shake is an asshole. Frylock is kind of the dad of the group. And Meatwad is basically the child.
Got it.
Who may or may not be in like a little crazy. Like, they're all a little crazy.
Okay.
It is the most inappropriate show.
Okay.
It is fucking, in my opinion, genius. And the humor is so off the wall, strange, and quasi-offensive.
Okay.
That it's, you could understand how it never hit the mainstream Joey audience.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't hit the Grease 2 loving audience. It didn't hit the mom. but here's the deal. Two of the side characters in Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yes.
Are the Moondanites.
Okay.
Now, Cool Greg, please try the best you can. Google Moondanites just right after that. Moondanites. Yeah, it's something like that. There you go. There they are right there.
Okay.
These are what the Moondanites are.
Okay.
They are two-dimensional beings that live on the moon, and they're assholes.
Okay.
And every time they interact with the Aqua Teen, they are just dickheads to them.
Okay.
That is the power of that fun clip that we played right before the show.
Aha. Man. Years of watching that fun clip. Had no idea what it was.
We are the Moondanites.
But very glad that Cool Greg also had no idea what it was. Because sounds like something that Cool Greg would probably watch.
So there's the big Moondanite who sounds like this. And then there's his little friend who sounds like, yeah. So click on that one that says, I hope you can see this. Because I'm doing it as hard as I can. That one right there. That's a classic Moondanite burn.
Okay.
They're screwing with the Aqua Teen. And he flips him off. And he goes, I hope you can see this. Because I'm doing it as hard as I can. That is the kind of humor that you're missing.
And the little one is like his little like hype
man. Damn yes. Yeah, he's just there.
Okay. I feel...
Hence the vertical leap. He's talking about they live on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're better than you because our vertical leap is better. Because
the
moon has 1/6 gravity of the Earth.
Got it. Man.
Aqua Teen has given me some of the hardest laughs of my life that I can't share anymore. Because all of that humor is outlawed. It's been banned by society. By social order, we are not allowed to laugh at most of the stuff.
How long ago was the show on?
You can't laugh at a banana-sized dog potentially sexually assaulting a male. You can't do it. You can't laugh at that anymore. Google Carl after this, and then Google banana hammock. I think, what's his name? Banana. People in the chat will let me know.
So this is on from 2000 to 2016?
Yeah, hand banana. That's what it is. Hand banana is the... Yeah, you got it right there. So you click on that picture right there. So this particular storyline, Carl doesn't
is
like...
the weird banana dog?
Carl, no, Carl's the guy that's bald with the chain. Carl, yeah, my name's Carl. This is what I sound like. Hey, what are you doing? He made this dog because...
In a lab.
So no, what happened was hand banana was made in a lab. Hand banana is a sweet, beautiful dog that Aqua Teen Hunger Force thinks is beautiful, but he's actually a sexual predator, and he keeps... basically molesting Carl, but nobody believes him because Carl's a big guy and Hand Banana is just this little tiny adorable dog that keeps licking himself.
Uh-huh.
So Carl makes this other dog who wants to be called Spaghetti, who's up there that looks kind of like Carl right there, right down there.
Yeah,
that one. That's the one. And then that dog also likes to attack Carl. So they both take turns on Carl. That's how horrible this show was.
Man, I had no idea what I was getting into when a simple question was asked this morning while the intros are rolling.
Now, I tell you what, that's how we roll. Aqua Teen Hunger Force was disturbing, but it might have been the most brilliant thing ever written. But it might have also been, like, it just can't exist anymore. Somebody said they edited Aqua Teen. Who said that? Say that again in the chat. I dare you. I used to edit.
I want to watch Nick watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Nick Gibbons says, I used to edit Aqua Teen. No way, man. That's fucking hilarious. I bet that was a fun process. Famously... you'll remember this.
Mm-hmm.
You probably didn't live up here at the time. In order to promote the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, they went around and they put Moondanite... Cool Greg, type in Moondanite light brights.
Oh, that's dope.
Now, the people, yeah, light bright. There you go. There it is right there. Boom. Now, the people who, in order to promote the show, mm-hmm. they went around to all a bunch of major cities, like mm-hmm. Chicago. I think San Francisco had a couple, maybe New York. And they just randomly put these places and didn't mm-hmm. tell anyone.
Hey, let's do it.
And they got, and this was like, I want to say maybe around the time of like maybe 1 or 2 years after September 11th when leaving random things in place. Now, granted, that this would be a pretty bold thing for a group to do of like put this up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, long story short, I'm not going to go into that, but I don't want to get on an FBI watch list right now.
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
put a bunch of these up. They got in trouble. And then people who were fans of the show obviously knew these were Moon Knights. They were like, oh my
but
God,
everybody
we
need else
this.
Had no idea what it was.
I went around, people were like going around trying to steal them, and they were like getting hurt because they were like put up
super
on like
high.
Light poles and shit, so they had to get up there and climb. Big, big, big news story. And then these two guys, see the guy with the lawyer and the guy with the weird hair?
Yeah.
Go click on that picture
in the middle.
Yeah, right there. I'm pretty sure these are the two guys that were responsible for putting them up. I don't know if they're the creators of the show or not, but they did a press conference. And when people in the press were asking them real questions like, hey, did you consider at any point that this might be a public health or public safety issue?
Mm-hmm.
They said, we will only answer questions about our haircuts. These are the sick fuckers that make me laugh, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like the fact that they had a press conference about this kind of like sets a specific tone.
They got arrested.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
No, they got arrested. Sorry, I skipped that point. They got arrested for vandalism and littering and shit.
This thing happened and they decided to have a press conference.
Was it?
Maybe it must have been.
Okay, so it was like 6 years after September 11th, so I'm totally fucking off. But wow. Mr. Yasmin300 says, can we send Nick to a shrink? If you can afford it, I'll go. But I don't think it's going to do much help, much good. Listen, if you're a fan of Aqua Teen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was a different time, man. It was a different time.
You don't think they could bring it back?
I think they could. But even when it was on, people were like, what the fuck is this? Like, I tried to get my brother to watch it.
It
was like
some Adult Swim. Was
it
it's
100% Adult Swim. Yeah. I think I said Comedy Central, but I'm pretty sure. Well, that is Adult Swim, right? Adult Swim was on Comedy Central, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was Comedy, like late night.
Adult Swim's on Cartoon Network.
Same. So I think it is Adult Swim. Look that up, cool, Greg.
Oh, yeah, definitely Adult Swim.
Adult Swim, yeah.
I know about is the theme song, because it's a rap.
Let me see if I can remember the theme song.
Shake Sula, the mic.
I am Shake Sula, the mic. So good. It's so impossibly weird and good. There's a robot Terminator turkey that comes back from the future.
Wait, really?
You got to watch this show. I think you'll actually like it. So here's the thing. It's only like 10-minute episodes.
Okay.
They would show like two within the span of like a 30-minute block of television. And they were, nothing ever happens. They don't ever actually stop a mystery or stop a bad guy or anything. They're just...
Are they supposed to be superheroes?
Kind of. I don't know.
Or like anti-heroes?
I don't know. And you never really get that really answered. They're kind of born to be a superhero team, but they're just completely dysfunctional. And Shake is a con artist. So let's say, Aquaman Universe, known by various alternatives, an American adult animation television created, but it was created as a spinoff series from Space Ghouls Coast to Coast. The unannounced pilot episode aired on Cartoon Network on December 30th. Click on the premise, number one. Premise, there you go. The series centers on the surreal adventures and antics of three anthropomorphic fast food items, Master Shake, yada, yada, yada. The protagonists also interact with various villains. Yeah, I mean, they interact with villains, but they're all just completely idiots. They're all dumb and dysfunctional. And then the Moon Knights are there, and the Moon Knights are the best characters ever written, ever.
Really?
Yeah. At one point, I'm just going to put this out there. I'm going to spoil a huge moment for you.
Okay.
And this is something that I laughed at.
That's totally fine, because realistically, I'm never going to laugh.
This was something that I laughed at probably more than I've laughed at anything in my entire life.
Okay.
They have a roll call. They get a bunch of bad guys on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
To take care of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and they have a roll call. And the lead Moon Knight guy goes, well, you know what? We're gonna watch the clip. I'm gonna find it for you. Why don't you intro the show real quick, and I'm gonna find this clip for you.
I'll intro the show.
Get it.
Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show, where each and every weekday, we'll be here sitting talking about relevant shows from the early 2000s. I'm Joey Noel. This is my co-host,
Nick
Scarpino.
How you doing?
While he's looking up all of this fun stuff, I can tell you that you can watch this show every day live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you can't watch because you have things to do at that time, you can catch us on youtube.com/kindoffunny later in the afternoon or on podcast services around the world.
Cool, Greg. I put a YouTube clip at the top of the housekeeping. In fact, let's go into housekeeping right now so we can just start the show. How about that?
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Well, if we get claimed for this, how fucking dare you, Adult Swim? Because I'm trying to bring this show back, but this is the roll call. Crank this up. This is hilarious. This made me laugh more than anything.
To celebrate the bruising of the Aqua Teen's asses.
Now that's the reason for the season.
Now, roll call.
Prepare to kiss.
Hold on, pause it. This is shitty. Pause it. I gotta go. I'm gonna find you a better clip.
Okay.
This is terrible. Because I want to watch this, and you know,
you want the best of the best.
I want the best of the best. Okay, this is a better clip, I think. Hold on. Let's try this.
That was quick.
Well, I mean, you know, it's this 8-year-old show. So try this one, Cool Greg, and let's see what happens here. I wonder how many people have tuned out already on this. Like, how many viewers do you think we lost already on this podcast? I bet we gained a couple though, because there's a couple hardcore fans out there. Make sure volume's up on this bad mofo. There you go. Please don't claim us. Go for it.
All right, fine. F*** it.
Yeah.
Just say here, and let's consider the word here to be short for here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Oh, Brian, you got me with that clip.
Come on, dude. That's what I'm talking about, you know? All right, fine. Just say here, and we will consider the word here to mean here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Oh my God, this is the kind of shenanigans, this is the kind of stuff that I used to just watch.
Yeah.
I would just get Del Taco and watch this all night. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Kind of Funny Morning Show brought to you, of course, by Frank's Red Hot and RX Bar. We're gonna get to those reads in just a little bit. But top on the housekeeping, unfortunately, segueing into something that's slightly more bad news. There was a giant earthquake in Japan, and therefore we will not be doing the Nintendo Direct out of courtesy for everyone that's dealing with this in Japan. Nintendo is postponing that. We are therefore not going to watch it, obviously not going to react to anything like that, so we'll keep you guys there. But this was a magnitude 6.7 earthquake, and that is big.
Yeah.
And this is scary as shit. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone in Japan. All the best friends in Japan right now are in the surrounding areas that were affected by this. Please be safe, and hopefully everyone's okay.
I happen to know,
Christ, like,
a bunch of people that are in Japan right now.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy.
Well, Tim's going to Japan in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Alana's there with, like, Blaine and Rooster Teeth people, and they're fine. I have, like, a couple other friends that are there right now. It's just, like, what are the odds?
Wild.
Yeah.
Well, it sucks. But there you go. What is this? Oh, are we doing a stream at 2 p.m. today?
So at 2 o'clock today, Madden is doing a memorial / tribute / fundraising stream in honor of the two Madden players that were killed at that tournament in Florida. So that is going to be taking place at 2 o'clock Pacific time. We can say that Greg's there.
Greg is there. Are we rehosting that? Are we restreaming that?
So
we'll
be
restreaming that. So just tune back in here. 2 p.m. PT.
I think it's still 3:30. I'll be in the chat.
Cool.
Watching it here.
Yeah, we'll be around. And you better be too. Because I'm just going to spot someone out right here. Listen here, Lexi Gunner. You're here every day. You coming back at 2? Got my eyes looking out for you.
We'll be looking for you in the chat.
Next up, Spider-Man in Review is happening. Just a quick reminder, that dropped today at 9. I should put the different link in there. Spider-Man 2 is out right now, right?
Yes.
9 a.m. Thursdays, and then next week we're rounding out the Tobey Maguire trilogy. Thank God for that, with Spider-Man 3. And these are just getting worse.
So
what happened was they peaked with 2 and then just dropped.
Yeah. I don't always watch these because they're really long and sometimes I don't have time.
Joe,
to
you're
watch
not
them.
You're really not selling these for the audience who's watching this show right now.
But
of course, they tune into this show every
That's
Lexi Gunner's here every day.
This is true.
To watch me talk about Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
This is true. I'm saying that I watched the Spider-Man 2 one yesterday.
Yeah.
You and Greg had a really good bit about hypothetical situations.
What did we say?
In one alternate universe, there's a world where Jen can't breathe. And the other alternate universe you gave Greg to pick from is a world where Portillo works correctly. Like, he's not broken and not super weird. I was dying as I was listening to it. It was very funny.
You think I go too hard with the Portillo talk?
No, I think
because I really do think
funny.
At this point they should put that dog out of its misery.
No, he's not. He's not that bad. He's
Jen literally tweeted today that Jen literally tweeted today that she is painfully aware of every time the dog is about to throw up, so she can pick him up and put him in a place where he's allowed to throw up. That dog throws up on the reg.
He never throws up when I'm there.
I'll put it this way: that dog is the equivalent to our computer over there, where most of the time it works, but sometimes it just malfunctions so badly that you want to take it and just throw it off a cliff. Like,
that's
you want to
so accurate.
You want to this is Sparta. You know what I mean? Like, it's not right. Throw it off. Throw it off with the rest of the malfunctioning dogs.
Last time I was there, I walked him outside. Normally we'd go out the door and we go to the right and we walk. There was like a bunch of people standing to the left, and they were like eating something and had dropped a bunch of like crumbs.
Yeah.
So Portillo like found one and then was like decided that that's where he wanted to live now. So within like the span of an hour and a half, he like forced me to take him out twice. And I was like, four times. I was like, Portillo, do you really need to go outside? I wasn't going to like chance it that.
Yeah, because he will pee himself.
Yeah.
The thing is, he's not a smart being.
But he's figured it out.
He's relatively dumb. But he has figured out that all he has to do is occasionally wet wherever he's standing, and he can get outside whenever he wants.
Yeah.
If he threatens, like, throwing up or pooping or having a seizure or whatever, you will do whatever it takes
1,000%
to keep that from happening. And so, yes, he can get out. Like, a lot of people think, is he stupid or is he a super genius? Because a super genius is like, I will have everyone else do the stuff for me. And just like, I'll be honest, if people could just pick me up and carry me places and put me down and I could just poop wherever I wanted to, that's what I look forward to in life. Like, I look forward to old age because of that.
Yeah.
Because old people have hit that point where we all go, like, you know, they say the sign of a society, like how great a society is how they treat their prisoners and old people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we treat our old people pretty well, and that means we're a great society. I look forward to taking advantage of that. I don't know at what point you cross over where it's actually allowed that you can just poop yourself and other people have to clean it up. But man, when that day comes, you're all going to know about it. Follow me on Twitter at @Nick_Scarpino right now.
You'll still be lucid enough to tweet.
Oh my God, 20, 30 years from now, but like, it finally happened. I pooped my pants and someone else had to clean it up. And I go, and you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to pull a Joe Dirt and go, ew, I got the poo on me. That's right. An Aqua Teen, Hunger Force, and a Joe Dirt reference.
What a time.
And it's not even 11:20 yet.
What a time.
We're still
to
on housekeeping. Real quick, we'll go through these next two. Cool, Greg, bring that image up, the Spider-Man cover. That one, right? Yeah, either one. Go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. We are selling an art print of this amazing, one-of-a-kind, exclusive Panda Musk shirtless Spider-Man hanging out with his friend Spider-Man. This is at the fan mail tier. We will be, that's what the fan mail tier is. We're not selling it, we're giving it away at the fan mail tier.
It's
for all you
perk.
Fucking narcs out there who are like, well, you know what? Let's not ask questions nobody wants the answers to. If you want to support us, of course, last month, famously, we sold out of headshots of me,
There's
champ.
So many. They're supposed to be delivered today. That might have been them at the door.
That might have been them right there. I'm going to sign them all. I'm going to send them to you guys. We're going to get them out. And I'm going to tell you right now, you better call. You better have the fire department in your local town on high alert. Because when these things come, they're coming with this, the steam of 1,000 steam rooms.
What a statement. Also, if you bought one of those headshots, you should check your email because I sent you a form to fill out so we know who to make these out.
Yeah.
Like the little personalizations.
Just take the guesswork out of it so I can just copy and paste. Over, of course, to celebrate Spider-Man coming out on the PS4 and to celebrate the iconic phenomenon that has happened across pop culture, that is shirtless Spider-Man, we are also selling one of these covers. They'll be signed by shirtless Spider-Man's photographer, who's Greg Miller. So you'll get a signed copy of a PS4 cover that you guys can slide into a sleeve. I think actually we're good in the sleeve also, right?
No,
just the cover signed.
Just the cover.
You guys slide it in. You gotta get your own thing. But this is fun. Of course, it features some art by a kind of funny best friend and comic book artist Andrew Lima Aru, as well as Panda Musk, and just a photo of shirtless Spider-Man with back hair. So it's fun because that
one.
You
gotta get some of Greg's artwork on there. You know,
Greg's photography.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense. There's three people who are the Peter Parker to shirtless Spider-Man: Greg Miller, Panda Musk, and Andrew Lima Aru.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that we have an amazingly, like, beautifully drawn picture, another beautifully drawn picture, and then just an iPhone X. picture of shirtless Spider-Man.
Greg does a lot of good things with his iPhone X, you know? Mm-hmm. We can't hate on it. Mm. Also, this was done by the one and only Andy Cortez. I think he did a really great job.
He did do a great job. He's super, he's very talented.
Yeah, he's but don't tell him. Something happened. These past couple nights, Andy's been playing Destiny.
Okay.
On his Twitch stream, and I popped into his stream the other day. I was like, I can't wait for you to come to work tomorrow so Nick can do his nerd impression and make fun of you for playing Destiny. And then he started laughing. He's like, joke's on you. I'm not actually coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Andy, because you'll come in eventually, and Joey will remind me, and I will go, moo, his name is Kane. Ooh. Oh, my God, if I see that fucking commercial one more time, this is Kane we're talking, or Cade we're talking about here. He's not like anyone else. He's super cool. I'm like, what fucking generic shit is this? Mm-hmm. We got to go take this guy down, because he's... I'm like, oh, my God, Star Wars did it already. It's just Star Wars and Halo.
Yeah.
I have to go on this. What do you get? What do you get for the raid? Someone come to your house and they give you money?
I don't play Destiny, I don't know.
They give you money for the raid? Is that what you get?
I can guarantee they don't give you money. I mean, you don't get like real money. You might get in-game currency, some sort of bartering object. I don't know. Maybe some weapons, maybe some cool skins, armor, back bling.
No, I'm going to C++ Destiny 3.
Pretty much.
No, you're not. You know what? You're not allowed to comment on this. Because the Destiny phenomenon, I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
With Destiny?
No more Destiny in this house.
Were you ever not done with Destiny?
I'm okay with there being no more Destiny in this house. That's fine by me. Destiny broke my heart. Destiny hurt me.
Why? Because it's not a good game?
Because Destiny was a game I was very interested in, and then it turned out to be a fine shooter to play for 10 hours, and then people just kept playing it and telling themselves it was good.
No, what's funny is people didn't. I have a lot of friends who are like, I don't really like this game that much, but I'm still playing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you do it?
I know. It's like, why in the universe.
Well, I got to get the new golden skins.
Exactly. In the universe, what does it do?
It makes you fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool, though.
But you don't like the game.
Good place.
Tiger says we do it for the loot.
What is it? There's plenty of games with loot. Play good games with loot, they exist.
What would you recommend as a good game with loot?
Oh, I don't know. How about Fortnite?
Also true. But you also kind of have to pay for a significant portion.
Yeah, but the stuff you get is just all that you pay for is all just superficial. It doesn't actually affect your gameplay at all.
This is true.
That's why it's great.
But it's so cool because I have this really cool red dinosaur suit and they're making a Funko Pop out of it. I'm very excited.
But then everyone makes fun of you because I have my suit's old now. And everyone's like, oh, you still rocking that suit?
You didn't have any skins for a long time, and that's why we made fun of you.
Yeah, but then people made fun of me, like, oh, that's a clear sign that you suck. And I'm like, well, that and the fact that everyone fucking kills me all the time, pretty clear sign to everyone that's coming up against me that I'm a noob, is that I shoot at them and then they kill me.
Yeah.
So that also, I'm just saying, also a strong indicator that I'm terrible at the game is that I'm bad at the game. Yeah. Not just that I didn't buy a $60 skin.
They're not $60.
Dude, I spent like $30 because I was like, oh, I got to get the suit. Mm-hmm. And the backpack, and the parachute, and the freaking...
You don't have to get... You could just get the skin. No one cares.
Joey,
the pickaxes are really cool.
Joey.
I have the dinosaur pickaxe, and then I also have the rainbow one that spark... Or the
mine sounds like a lightsaber really cool. when I throw it out, and it makes me think of the better days when Star Wars was still good.
Oh, that's another topic for another
day. It's Thursday. I don't know if I want to get into...
So here's the thing. I asked for on... I think it was on GOG.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a legitimate thing. I'm actually not trying to stir shit in the comments, so everyone be civil to each other. Not so much in the chat, because you guys are all homies, but I'm talking when this hits YouTube and everyone wants to get in a fight. I would like someone to give me recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't, I totally forgot. For good video essays of why The Last Jedi is a good movie. Why they liked The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. I want to hear people's opinions. And I don't want...
Do you want a video essay or do you want a conversation? We can pull a Barrett Courtney in here.
Bring me on this show, Nick. We'll have a talk about it. I like that movie. And I think I could have a civil discourse.
I'm sure we can, but I want someone to say, give me like the 10 reasons why they liked it without. So here's the problem. I start watching these, and every single one that I watched last night, I watched three of them. It starts positive, and then they can't help but dip into the negative. And by the way, this happens on both sides because I've watched a bunch of reviews of why The Last Jedi sucks and it's so easy to bash the other side. I want one that doesn't bash people who dislike the movie and call them fanboys or, you know, fat bearded white dudes or any of that. I want an actual like positive review of this movie and why people liked it. That's
I can
what I
summarize that very well for you. We had a developer visit Gamescast a few weeks ago. I've forgotten his name.
Movies
right
with
now.
Mikey. That's what it is. Thank you. I'm gonna subscribe to this guy's channel right now.
No, we had this dev pop onto Gamescast, and he said something really profound about game design. He said the games that you remember are not the games that did a lot of things good. They're the games that did a couple of things great. People are willing to forgive a lot of things about a video game if it does a couple of things that really just absolutely hooked them. The Last Jedi, I believe, succeeds on that front. It does two or three things wonderfully, and it does them so well that you end up allowing a lot of the rest of the movie to slide. And I think that's really what happens there, which is a very common condition in movies. When you think about beloved films, a lot of them are intrinsically flawed. But
well,
we don't
every
care.
Movie's flawed.
Right, but you we said, don't like, care when they do a few things great.
It's very easy to go back and watch literally any movie and pick it apart. It is a movie. It is a piece of narrative, a fictional narrative content. Like,
yeah.
Spoilers, there are things in The Dark Knight that I could pick apart. I could easily review The Dark Knight and say this is a bad movie.
Right.
It is
and some people
all
did.
Subjective.
And some people did.
Some people did, and I could see their perspective on it because there's a lot of things that happen in that movie that are like, what the literal fuck? Mm-hmm. What the literal fuck is happening right now? Why is Batman in this movie? Having said that, I still think it's the best of the trilogy.
But I'm not talking about a couple of great moments. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, because all movies have a couple of great moments. There are very few movies that have no great moments. I'm talking about persistently accomplishing two or three thematically strong and compelling storytelling arcs mm-hmm. throughout the course of the movie that allow us to kind of forget that the rest happened. When you walk out of there, you go, oh yeah, that was real good.
See, I don't know. For me, I think that's where it boils down to is like there needs to be that. There needs to be a better balance than two things make a movie good.
Well, it reminds me of Return of the Jedi in that regard. I mean, it's a lot like Jedi.
All kidding aside for me, I've reached a point with it where I realize that this is just a different type of experience that some people want and some people don't want when it comes to The Last Jedi. Some people like the fact that it breaks a lot of conventions and is a movie where a lot of things don't work right. I'm not going to get into that. So I'm trying to educate myself on why people like it and not the lament on the dark side of like, hey, this ruined my childhood. So I'm going down that. I'm trying to go down a positive rabbit hole with this.
I'm glad with that.
We'll see what happens. I'm gonna do movies with Mikey. If there's more let me know in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube. If you've got, and again, I'm not looking for people to be like, this movie sucks, this movie's good. I just want people to share a positive point of reference for why you liked this movie with me without hopefully bashing people who dislike this movie. That's what I'm looking for. The Junior just said, how did it ruin your childhood? Yeesh. Well, to be fair, Twinkies and regular soda ruined my childhood. I was joking about a movie ruining my childhood. No movie can ruin my childhood except for the Transformers movies. Those are abysmal garbage.
Really?
And the G.I. Joe movies.
Not even the first one?
Listen, as a child I grew up, okay, and I was taught that there were two universal truths in this planet. On this planet, G.I. Joe fight for what's right. They mm-hmm. fight for America. They fight for what's right. Transformers, they're more than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's true.
Both of those were made into movies that are just soulless money grabs. One starring Channing Tatum. Fair point. What's that you say? Why did he die in the first 5 seconds? I don't know. The Rock takes over. Weird. We're in weird territory here. Okay.
I haven't seen any of the G.I. Joe movies. Even with the allure of Channing Tatum. But now that I know that he dies.
It's hilarious because people, I'm obviously joking. It's when you watch the G.I. Joe movies, you're like, it's always hilarious because people are like, well, the show was so great. No, go back and watch the cartoon. It's not good. It's a weird, not good cartoon clearly made for kids.
That's kind of how I feel about Power Rangers of like, oh, it's like.
But Power Rangers knew what it was. Like Power Rangers, you go back and watch it, you're like, okay, this is like.
But then
the producers didn't make Power Rangers and go, this is the cinematic.
But it's
television masterpiece. They're like, this is a very low budget. We reused half the shots in the Japanese version.
Which is
what's
funny to see the juxtaposition between the two because there's a very clear difference in quality.
Oh my God, yeah.
And apparently, like,
but that's
eight-year-old Joey just like didn't care.
That's the thing. When you go back and when they make the Power Rangers movie.
Oh, which I do secretly love.
It was actually pretty good, and they're gonna make another one.
Oh no, I thought you meant like the first one.
No. I mean the one that just came out where it was actually like real production.
That one was.
It was fine.
It was very fine.
It's as good as I like need a Power Rangers movie to be. I'm not a huge Power Rangers fan.
Oh, I love
Power Rangers. There was a Captain Planet story. You know the guy that did the setup? What was that rom-com on Netflix?
Yeah. The setup.
The really good looking guy. Anyway, he's writing a Captain Planet movie, evidently. Which is weird.
I never cared about Captain Planet.
Nobody did.
The Planeteers?
The Planeteers, yeah, Captain Planet. Earth. wind,
fire.
Where are all the elements? I was like, cool.
Also just a 70s band?
Well, I was just a thought. Like, let's be perfectly honest. If you have the control of fire and you don't burn someone to death in the first episode, you lost me.
There has to be like a, there's a, you gotta learn. You have to figure out what your boundaries are. And that only happens by accidentally burning people.
Yeah. Let's see. The Gina just says, did Twinkies ruin it, Nick? Or did it make our childhood existence bearable? I mean, the thing that people have to understand is I lived a hard life. Okay. I grew up in the 80s where there was nothing. There was no internet. We didn't have unfettered access to pornography. We had nothing. All I had was sugar cereal and sugar treats. And that sustained me for a very long time, Joe. A very long time.
I'm sorry?
I don't know if I am either. All right, let's go into the news. The news. This has got to be a record. 11:31, we finally get to the news.
I don't know, man. I feel like we say that every day.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't really fucking matter. Top on the news rant right now. I got to come up with a different name for that because I keep stealing that from KCRW. Zombieland 2, to start shooting on January 28th in Atlanta, will face a horde of super zombies. I didn't even bother reading the story. I'm just glad they're making another Zombieland.
I'm stoked.
Why
I really liked Zombieland 1, and I feel like even with the like zombie fatigue that I feel like I felt through like all The Walking Dead and everything, this is a different, this is a way more fun take.
Oh my God, yes.
So
the first
I'm
one's
super
silly.
Into it.
And I guess they're getting the entire cast back, so that's great.
Shout out to Woody Harrelson, man.
Woody Harrelson is amazing.
Yeah.
And went away for Full a very stuff. Long time and then came back and is now everywhere.
Came
and
back
I fucking
punching.
Love it. He was in a movie where he played the teacher. Remember that one? Fuck, he was so good in it.
Let's look it up, man.
You gotta look it up.
Woody?
It was an indie that was about maybe two, three years old, and it was really good. And he played this teacher that was kind of like the mentor character for this young girl. And he was just no bullshit with her, and it was fucking hilarious. Also, I mean, you know, kind of. It was called Natural Born Killers. That's what it was. Yeah, that was the one. I'm joking. That was an Oliver Stone movie.
Oh, I was like, I've never actually seen that.
Yeah, no one has.
Edge of 17.
Yes. He was in Edge of 17 with Haley Steinfeld. Did you ever see that?
I did not.
It's really good. It's a rated R comedy, coming of age story for her, and it is fucking hilarious and really, really well done. Actually, I think, who's the, click on that. Who's
We're
the,
looking
who's
at
the
it.
Older brother in that?
Edge of 17, Mr. Bruner.
He plays Mr. Bruner. It's hilarious. Haley She's awesome.
Steinfeld,
She's a superstar. God bless her.
Blake Jenner, maybe?
Yes. What is he from?
Blake, is he in any relation to the other Jenners?
Oh, he was in, he was in the frickin' About a Boy movie.
About a Boy?
That one. Everybody Wants Some. That's what he was in. He was really good in that. All right, bring up the next news story. Cool, Greg.
Do they have a release date for that or no?
Which one?
For
the Woody Harrelson one?
I assume it's 2020.
Sony has already set the release date for Zombie Land 2 on October 11th, 2019. Yeah, there you go. Fantastic.
Are we going to make plans
this
to
is
see
the pitch
that
for
together,
the group will yeah, we're
not
going to do
go.
It. Yeah, 100%. Let's do it. The group will face a new zombie threat as a new breed of zombies have developed. This new super zombie type is faster, bigger, and stronger than the previous strain of zombies and harder to kill. These super zombies have started grouping up into a horde, going from city to city, leaving a path of destruction behind them. This just sounds great.
I'm into it.
This sounds great. Next up, this comes from The Hollywood Reporter. Fox cuts predator scene with registered sex offender. So this is how this story goes. Evidently, let's see. Fox recently cut a scene from Shane Black's up-and-coming The Predator after the studio found out it featured a registered sex offender. In 2010, Stephen Wilder Straigle pleaded guilty to risk of injury to a child and enticing a minor by computer after he faced allegations that he attempted to lure a 14-year-old into a sexual relationship. Straigle served 6 months in jail. This was brought to the attention of the studio by Olivia Munn, who was like, hey, this ain't cool. And they were like, yeah, you're right. And I think, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to comment on the story,
yeah.
But I am going to say an off-color remark because I consider myself a comedian.
I feel like you have
say,
enough chops
Is it fair to say
comedian.
There's more than one predator in the Predator movie?
I hate that you got me with that.
Is it fair to say that?
It's a good one. I don't love that it's a, I don't love anything about this story.
Yeah, it's terrible. And they took the guy out.
I find it interesting that there's legal limitations that impede studios from running background checks on actors.
There are. That's weird.
I find that
Because there's not in any other world.
Yeah.
In corporate world, they can run a background check on you if you want.
Is it something based on, like, unions that they're not allowed? Like, is that,
I'm
like
guessing
a
it's a SAG thing, but I'm also guessing that if they ran background checks, 90% of the actors out there would have some sort of, like, felony or record.
You think felony?
I mean, like, drug charges, people getting arrested. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's got to be a union thing.
I do, but find
I'm sure this is going to set some level of precedent for
Yeah, I feel like that's something that we should maybe change.
What, that they should have background checks? I mean, they should probably have background checks for everyone that works.
Have the ability if they want to.
Well, it's very weird because the film industry for a long time was sort of kind of anything goes Wild Wild West, where you're like, oh, we're dealing with artists, so we're going to kind of skate the line of what is and is not acceptable because their art, like artists, quote unquote, live on a different world level, whatever. But we're starting to see, like, no, 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 they're humans. And if they break the law and treat people horribly, like, there should be the same ramifications for a Johnny Depp as there is for Joe Schmo walking down the street.
Yeah.
And so you're starting to see that now, where you're starting to see, like because of the Me Too movement, because a lot of people are saying, hey, it's no longer acceptable that, like, producers like Jerry Bruckheimer or Michael Bay, rather, not Jerry Bruckheimer.
I was like, oh, I like Jerry Bruckheimer. No, is he terrible too?
I've never
heard
his story. But Michael Bay famously is, like, really hard to work with and really abusive toward his actors and things like that. Like, there's the story of him with Rosie Whittington Huntley or whatever her name is, making her walk back in heels from, like, miles away and, like, treating Megan Fox like shit and all this stuff. And you're like, this is not, why is this acceptable?
Yeah.
You know, like, this guy has a lot of power. He makes money for people, and I get that. But, like, that, they should still be held to the same standard that if you made a lot of money for Apple, that you'd be held to, right? Like, Apple would look at you and be like, well, you're abusive toward people and you're a huge liability, so I don't care how much money you make for us. At a certain point, you're going to cost us more money than you make for us.
Yeah.
With lawsuits and bad publicity, we got to cut you loose. And I think you're starting to see Hollywood go from, you know, you've
but got... But even that wouldn't be something that would show up on a background check. That's just, like, knowledge within an industry, right?
Well, I mean, if you were a felon, if you went, if you served 6 months in jail, you could be able to figure out, I mean, obviously, like, if they'd have done a background check on this guy, they'd be like, this guy's a convicted sex offender. Like, it's probably not that. You probably don't even need to do a background check on him. You just Google his name.
Also true, because it's probably open. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the sex offender registry is open, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that you would think to do that. That's the thing is, like, you're talking about a film where you've got, what, like, 1,000 people working on this? You can't really background check every single one of them. Or maybe you can. I don't know. That's what HR departments are for. What the hell else do HR departments do? What does our HR department do?
Kevin, right now, he's on vacation.
Exactly. He's on a wedding. He's probably drinking his face off.
I don't know. It's 11:30.
God, 11:38, actually.
Shout out to Fox for just cutting him and being done with that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I think it's good. I think that the idea of you being able to get away with stuff just because you're working on a film and it's like a creative collaborative medium and the rules don't apply, I just don't think that's right. I look at guys like, you know, I might not align with him necessarily politically, but guys like Clint Eastwood, who I'm a huge fan of still, who runs his set basically as a 9-to-5 job. I respect that.
Yeah.
You know, you have that, and then you conversely hear about things like the people who died on the movie Midnight Run because the director and producers were being irresponsible and, like, driving their crew. Or, like, you always hear the stories of people who had to drive back after an 18-hour day and they fell asleep at the wheel and, like, drive off the road. That shit's fucking dangerous. There's no reason why that needs to exist.
Yeah.
And it's all this little chip damage of saying, like, no, we're not really, like, we're not comfortable with working around people that may or may not be of a certain ilk.
Yeah.
So to speak. I don't know. Of course, there is an opposite to this of, like, do you deserve to get fired from something for a crime you committed 10 to 20 years ago? There's that argument as well, so I'm not going to say it's 100% black and white, but in this regard, like, I don't know. Whatever.
That makes a good point of, like...
Well, because Shane Black was basically like, people were like, why would you cast this guy? And he's like, look, this guy's a friend of mine who made a big mistake, has paid for that mistake, and now I'm just trying to help him. And so I see that side of it. I do. I'm not condoning what the guy did in any way, shape, or form, but I also see of, like, oh, you... Okay, so, yeah, you committed a crime. The nature of this crime creeps me out, and that's why I'd like to not keep this guy away. But what if he had, like, robbed a convenience store? Is that different? I don't know. It's an interesting conversation to have for another day. We're not going to do it here.
That's maybe even another show.
Yeah, that's not something I care to get into right now. But switching over, you know, skip this one, Cool Greg, because I didn't read it.
I was thinking the same thing, Nick.
Yeah, let's skip it.
Okay. Another one, by the way.
I want to
breaking
go
news from Mr. Yasmin in the chat.
Fantastic. This story was posted today all over the place, but of course on The Hollywood Reporter, which I subscribe to. via my feed. Congratulations to Kevin Smith. He has hit his post-heart attack goal weight. He revealed on this, oh, his onset diet trick, which was, by the way, just to stay away from craft service, which I wholeheartedly agree with. He is at 205 pounds, I believe, which is the lightest he's been, quote, since high school. Of course, famously, he hit 330 pounds, I think. He has a couple pictures of that when he was on the set of Zach and Mary Make a Porno, and that was the biggest he ever got.
Forgot about that movie.
Recently suffered a pretty severe heart attack while he was doing a live show, and they had to put a stent in his widowmaker artery, I believe. He had to have a bypass. So it's good to see him do this. How did he do it? Great question, Joe. Thanks for being a great co-host.
I was just about to ask.
Weight Watchers.
Really?
Yeah. Weight Watchers, which is
all
great.
All those points counting?
Well, you know what it is? And this is for a lot of people who've asked me, like, how have I lost weight or how to do it? Really what it breaks down to is it just needs to be a top priority in your life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're seeing here is obviously when the doctor goes, hey, you almost died. And you probably did die for a little bit, but we brought you back because we have the technology now.
Yeah.
Like that, then you suddenly start to realize, holy shit, like my health needs to be a huge priority. But what I try to encourage people is like, don't wait until a doctor tells you you're about to die. Like, it's absurd. Your health should be one of your top priorities. Maybe top three. Doesn't have to be like the top one, but like it should be
in the upper echelon.
The way I like to describe it is it should be fighting for the top slot of your priorities. That's what it should be. You know, like your family, your work, and your health should all be vying for that top spot. And sometimes it slips, but you got to get it back. That's all I'm saying. And it looks like that's what he's done here. He made it a priority. And fucking look at him. Looks great.
Geopan 94 said, no, not that person. No, DH Canada says, Kevin Smith, cross kind of funny part two should happen.
Oh, God, I want to. Everyone tweet at Kevin Smith and send him some sweet, nasty love from our community. Tell him we're proud of him. Tell him we're glad he's alive because we love him very much. Tell him we're excited about Kilroy was here. Because that's his next thing that he's doing. And that's great. Ooh. Scroll down a little bit. You can see how big he got here.
Ugh. Scrolling.
Shit, man. I feel that, though. I'll tell you what. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at that. Isn't that amazing?
His little dog is so cute.
Shecky.
What's his name?
Shecky.
Oh, I like him.
I'm proud of Kevin Smith for this. Yeah. This is a very big transition. It's very difficult. For but sure. He did it, and that's great. And hopefully he can keep the weight off. And that's the thing. He'll fluctuate a little bit here and there. But got to keep it off. Got to keep it secret. Got to keep it safe. What's this next one you put up there?
This is coming from Mr. Yasman in the chat. Breaking news from Variety.com's Christopher Tapley. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced its newly planned popular Oscar category, quote, merits further study will not be present as the new category at the upcoming 91st Academy Awards.
So they're that dishing it completely?
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm of two minds on this. We've talked about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do something to make the Academy Awards more relevant to mainstream audiences.
Correct.
Otherwise, I mean, it is a business, and if people aren't going to watch it, they can't continue to do that show. Like, spoilers, this is not a state-funded, state-mandated thing, right?
Yeah.
This is not like the government's like, we have to have an award ceremony for movies.
That's so
fun. All the bougie-ass actors, directors, and producers can pat each other on the back and give each other fake trophies, which I desperately want. So they need to do something to keep this thing relevant. I've said, here are my ways to keep it relevant. Cut it down to 2 hours. No more than 2 hours. Take all the boring ass categories out of it. Nobody gives a fuck about.
That sucks though.
I don't care.
That sucks.
I don't care.
I feel like if they're nominated, they should get as much recognition for the back end side of it than they should for the front end.
I agree.
Side.
I don't care. That's why they have the stupid Academy Awards the night before that like Channing Tatum hosts. And they always go, hey, last night on the boring Academy Awards that no one cares about, here are the people that won. It's like best technical advances, deluxe, you know, Technicolor. And everyone's like, this is the real stuff. It's all the people that actually do the hard work on set.
That's why
that
I find
to
it
go
so
to like the ballroom in the Hilton.
I would have expected you to fight for that one.
Listen, you know, if Shingles doesn't attack me again, we're going to do the Academy Awards stream.
Are we actually going to do it?
Yes, we're going to get a bartender. We're going to do craft cocktails.
Okay.
Here's my pitch for you.
Yeah.
We all dress up.
Uh-huh.
I wear the suit I wore at prom because I'm lazy. I'm not going to buy another one.
But I get to buy a new dress.
I might buy a new jacket. We're going to do red carpet. We're going to interview everyone as they come in.
Okay.
It's going to be great. The craft cocktails are going to be themed
to the movies?
To the movies and the actors.
Oh.
So we're gonna have the Ryan Gosling, if he's nominated again for First Man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the Ryan Gosling. It'll be a blonde drink with some honey in it.
Oh.
Maybe
like
a tequila drink.
Fashion?
Because he's very subdued, but he's got a little bite to it. You know what I mean? He's a tequila drink. Emma Stone, she gets nominated again for something, it's going to be a strawberry flavored drink. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The shit goes on for too long. And honestly, it's I get that people should be recognized, but nobody fucking cares about the costume person. Nobody cares.
But they're cool.
It is cool. And it's amazing. And yes, it's a collaborative medium and you wouldn't have a great movie without them.
Correct.
But it's not exciting. It's not exciting.
I think costuming is one of the cooler ones out of the ones you would want to cut.
Then, like, best short film. That doesn't need to be there, yeah. Okay? Best, like, the documentary category.
Can be cool.
It can be cool. But this is what I'm saying. Like, you see what I'm saying? Here's the deal. Make it 30 minutes, best actor. And here's my other pitch for you. Take actor and actress out of it. Best actor, best supporting actor. Combine them all.
That's so it's so men many and women. Nominees.
No. You still only have six? Because there's always like two or three movies that you're like, nobody fucking saw that movie. Annette Bening was so great in that indie where no one saw it. Doesn't matter. Take it out. Then you take the popular
category.
But
just because nobody saw it doesn't mean that her performance wasn't good.
Exactly, Joey. That's why you have a bit of her, and then you put Star Wars in there. Let it compete. Let it compete. Why do you got to put it in its own category? If The Last Jedi was that good, why can't you put it in the main? You see what I'm saying? Take some of the popular movies, put them in there. Just put them in there. You don't need a popular category. Throw Logan in there. Why wasn't Logan nominated for Best Picture?
I don't know.
It's dumb. It's because there's an unfair bias against nerds, and I'm fucking tired of it, right? Having said that, I want to take all the nerds that make costumes, put them in the other night. Hour and a half, max. No.
If you say no red carpet before, I'm going to
kill
you.
The red carpet, that's fine. You can choose to engage in that or not. No musical performances. Okay, I don't need.
I'm not against that.
I don't need the modern interpretation of the fucking Shrek theme or whatever the hell. You know what I mean? Unless it was
but
a song.
But then you get Miguel singing "Remember Me" and that was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah. Who doesn't love Miguel?
Song. I'm just saying they always do like, hey, and now Adele's gonna come out
singing La La
and Adele
Land,
is going
weird,
to do a version of this Skyfall song that nobody cares about.
Oh.
Well, the Skyfall song I didn't care about. But there's multiple instances where you're like, this is boring. And
I
this
agree
is stupid.
With that.
And why does that have to be? Like, a couple musical performances is fine. But they do one. They have to keep everything fair, so they do one for every song that's nominated. And it's like 10 songs. You're like, why are you doing this?
I can
you
agree
know three
with
of these
that.
Songs aren't going to win. Like, yeah. You know they're not going to win. How about you do the top three songs that people actually think might win? Boom, done. Am I a hating-ass hater right now?
I mean, kind of. I don't disagree with the musical performances. I think they're fun to kind of like change up, so it's not so there's some dynamic.
I'm just saying they
here's the show.
Yes, but then keep them high energy, right? Maybe one that's low, but the rest high energy. Keep the fucking thing moving.
But then that's a weird thing of like, oh, you can only nominate high energy songs.
No, you don't have to nominate high. I'm just saying, let's just do the high energy songs, or do the ones that are like. I'm just saying, like,
that
the show,
weirdly...
you watch them, and it just slinks along, and it's long, and it's boring, and it's art. It's not fun anymore. Make it fun. And stop casting Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, bring back Martin Short to host.
Martin Short was great.
Or Billy Crystal, yeah.
Old school.
So good, though.
Keep Ellen out of it, though. The pizza
really?
Thing.
I thought it was fun. We took that selfie, or they took that
and
selfie,
for the
and
love
then
of
we took
fucking
the selfie
God,
at Let's Play Live.
Stop doing the thing. Where they get all the actors together and walk across the streets of the movie theater. We've done it. We've seen it. That was a funny thing once. Twice is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
I like the...
Nobody, like, and that's they always cut these people. Like, who the fuck are these people? I just want to came to see a movie. Oh, cool. That's awesome. Chiwetel Ejiofor is there. That's great. Big fan.
And then
can
they,
I watch
like,
this
bring
fucking
in
movie?
All of, like, the tourists through the thing. Bring back the musical numbers for the intros.
Like remember Hugh Crystal. Jackman? That's what I'm talking about. Remember when Hugh Jackman did it and he sang and danced? It was great.
Oh, so good.
He was beautiful.
You better do this Academy Awards party this
we're
year.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
It's going to be super great. Joe?
Yeah.
Let's read some tips. Cool, give me the tip graphic.
Give me your fucking money!
God, I love that so much.
That
is
so
my
good.
Everything. That is my everything.
You I heard a- you say that so much on the RT podcast in regards to cereal. I hate that you've gone full circle of the Nick-ness where you hate something so much that you then it just becomes a part of you.
Yeah. Well, everything you have to start with hate because yeah. It's the strongest emotion, right?
Yeah.
If the prequels told us nothing, it's that fear leads to hate.
Mm-hmm.
hate leads to something else, and then that thing leads to suffering. Mm-hmm. If hate leads to anger, anger leads to suffering, or whatever. Which, by the way, was hilarious because I was watching a review on that, and they were like, "That's all of those could be interchanged.
Yeah,
like that doesn't necessarily need to be." So I was like, "That's a good point. Those all could be, you know, like hate could lead to anger, anger could lead to fear. Doesn't matter." As you know, I make my own rules, Joe.
Oh, I'm aware.
We're going to go get art, and then we're going to grab lunch, and I'll describe all that. Before we do that, of course, Cozy Bear Live has given us $6 and said, "Hey, guys, I'm tipping to let you know that I just posted a document in the Kinda Funny Reddit of all the places and things that I recommend Tim and others of the Kinda Funny Best Friends can check out when they visit Tokyo as someone that lived there for 6 months. That's awesome. I will let Tim know, and I'm sure he will read into that. He loves that stuff. Montezuma said, "Okay, for reals this time, I'm sending a short 15-second video just to get some laughs. Hopefully the Kevinator will let it pass." Well, you're welcome, because it's Cool Greg today. It's the Cool Greg effect today. And I think I've seen this, actually.
It looks good already.
Let's watch it.
I don't know how I feel about this title.
I think I think I... Oh, it doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter. They're not going to get us on Twitch.
Grab his dick and twist it!
Oh my god, dude. This is an MMA fight, dude. It's
you too much... twist that dick!
Twist his dick!
Alright.
Oh my god. Oh, dick twist!
Oh my god.
First
off, that was better than I was expecting.
That's an illegal move in MMA. You're not allowed to do that. Panzer D2 said, "I'd like to contribute to the Aqua Teen Hunger Force watch along, aka Joey's proper education." He gave us $5 for that.
If they make that many more 80s song lyric references, I'm in.
There's a lot of them.
Okay.
There's a lot of them. There's so many. The Hand Banana episode is the most inappropriately funny thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Which is, I feel like, quite a title to give something.
It is.
The Nick Scarpino inappropriate stamp of approval.
Shockingly, like, wow, I can't believe this whole episode is about this. And I can't believe how hard I'm laughing about it. There are multiple times in my life that I think to myself, does this make me a bad person? Does it make me a bad person? And I just don't know. And I just stopped thinking about it because I am everything to myself. I do it out of love. Someone in the chat was like, "Oh, that thing is pure fire." And I'm like,
"That's the next thing?
Is that going to be the next thing I make fun of and then adopt?"
I'm kind of surprised you haven't made fun of it already.
Oh, fire?
Yeah.
I need to do it without the R, though.
Somebody said it was flames. They were like, "This is pure flames." And I'm like, nah.
They said flames, or they used the fire emoji?
People, someone in the chat said it was flames. I think
I
pure
never
flames.
Heard that one.
Well, now you have. Wow.
I just thought they used the fire emoji, and you just said flames.
What are people saying?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Someone's reacting very. Oh, dick twist. That's what it is. Okay. People were saying that. It was me, said the Jew Ninja. I said flames. Yeah. And he said the Skyfall song was pure flames. I said.
Oh yeah. Skyfall song is so good.
Skyfall song was good. Now, again, eating my words on the Adele thing. If Adele wants to perform anything, you let her perform.
You're eating your words on A, musical performances, B, not fast-paced of a song, and C.
Mm. So in the pantheon of, like, how Nick would fix the Academy Awards, yeah. It's make the show shorter, mm-hmm. cut out all the bullshit awards that no one cares about, let's be honest. Make the category smaller, combine actor and actresses, it's about time, mm-hmm. okay? Let Meryl Streep go against Ryan Gosling, let him fucking literally fist fight, I don't care, I want to watch that. Mm-hmm. Cut all the musical performances except for the ones that I personally want to see. And that everything is superseded
That's
by...
That's the big caveat.
Here's the
That's the commonality between everything except for the actor and actress.
Exactly. And if Ryan Gosling's a part of anything, Ryan Gosling and Adele supersede all of these rules.
Okay.
So, in the if-then statement...
I feel like I need a flowchart for this.
It goes, if Adele, then... Let her do whatever she wants.
Oh, if-then statements.
Exactly. If Ryan Gosling, then let him do whatever he wants. If Ryan Gosling wants to get up there and sing a fucking song from La La Land 10 years from now, let him sing it.
For the anniversary, the 12th
year. Adele wants to get up and be like, "Hey, I'm Adele. I'm going to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm."
Could
let
they
her
do
sing
a duet?
It. No, I think she would smoke Ryan Gosling. He can't sing very good.
I know. But it was also weird that they had John Legend sing all the La La Land stuff, because it's not really in his register, or it sounded weird. As far as I remember.
It's because Ryan Gosling can't sing.
But John Legend's so good.
Yeah, well, he's awesome. That's why they were like, who should
but
we get
they
to
made
sing
it,
this?
He made it sound weird, but maybe it's because I've just been used to Ryan Gosling's weird singing.
Yeah, he's not a good singer, but it works for that. They made it work for that.
Yeah.
Emma Stone, on the other hand.
She can sing.
Pretty good singer. Emma Watson, not a good singer.
You never see Beauty saw, and the Beast? No.
Holy shit, it's bad. Her songs are bad. The movie, not that bad.
Really?
And you know what? I give it to her because...
My...
They auto-tuned a lot of her shit. It was weird.
I saw Cinderella, which I didn't hate.
Do you know they're making a Lady and the Tramp movie?
Yeah, which I don't really understand.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you're going to get real dogs running around?
Maybe.
Maybe they'll do it with street people. They'll just come to San Francisco and film some street people. That'll be fun. D.H. Canada says, La La Land, blah, blah, bland. You are banned, sir. You will not speak. Listen, we are a very open household here. You are allowed to say whatever you want and speak your mind. And I respect your opinion. Even if I disagree with you, I respect your opinion. But if you fucking speak badly about La La Land in my presence, you are banned for life. Cool Greg, ban him for at least 5 minutes.
Thanks. So the Ryan Gosling.
You just got timed out, sir.
The Ryan Gosling superseding all rules is just like a life thing. It's not just an Academy Awards thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Joe, we're done with tips. Can you read P.S. I Love This Best Friend?
I would love to read P.S. I Love This Best Friend as I scroll to find it on this here sheet.
There you go.
P.S. I Love This Best Friend. If you see someone doing something cool in the community, you can nominate them to get a shout out on this very show. It's very exciting. You can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, just like Aaron Mullen did, to shout out Aaron Mullen. Aaron said, since Joey said yesterday that no one was shouting anyone out, I'm shouting out myself. I'm a silent lurker, therefore I ain't mean to no one, so that must be good for something. Also, I think I'm pretty cool for a white guy. Shout out to Aaron Mullen. I kind of appreciate people that shout themselves out, kind of like Tim Gettys. Like, sometimes it's okay to be like, I deserve recognition. I did something cool.
No, that's the most ego. That's like the least cool thing to do. Okay.
Sometimes you can be proud of being
egomaniacal thing you could possibly do. The real way to do it is to tell people on your morning show to shout you out. Mm-hmm. That's how you're supposed to do it. Everyone, give a shout out to @Nick_Scarpino for holding it down every day, Monday through Friday, here on the morning
Please
show.
Please don't do that.
Tweet @TimGettys and let him know how cool @NickScarpino is.
You should do that.
You should absolutely
do that. You should totally
See,
do that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. They're telling me in the chat that Burt Reynolds died. It's freaking me the fuck
out. Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. Cool, Greg. I'm going to copy this over. We're going to talk about this real quick. Actually, yeah. Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, he was 82 years old. There you go. To the bottom. It's underneath the Academy Awards thing.
Okay, that's funny. I picked up my phone about to say, I feel like this is something my mom would have texted me about 3 minutes ago. My mom, who's maybe potentially watching the show right now, says Burt Reynolds dead, Boogie Nights actor.
Mrs. Takagami, if you're watching the show right now, it's sad news that Burt Reynolds is dead. I'm saddened by that as well. As a segue, if you'll allow me to, though, Joey said that I could come over at some point. You'll cook us dinner. So
that's true. I did say that.
Just putting that out there before I forget. I know it's uncouth because BR just died, but it'd be real
it could
cool.
be like a celebratory, here's like a celebrating life.
Here's what I want to do.
You know?
Here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
As I get older and closer to death, I get more nostalgic for my youth. What I want to do is have a movie night at the Takagami house.
Do you know what my parents do this every month?
That's what I'd like to do.
My parents have a movie club and they like watch old movies with their friends.
I would like to go and watch and just, we order pizza or your mom cooks for us and I want to be like a kid again.
My dad barbecues.
And I want people to feed me and I want people to be like, okay, it's time for bed. And I go, no, I want to stay up and we watch one more movie. And then they go, Nick, you got to leave. You don't live here. You okay. Literally, like, we're not expecting you to sleep over. This is weird and inappropriate.
Watch Zorro.
Ooh, Zorro was a good movie. You're talking about Zorro with Antonio Banderas and Anthony Hopkins? Great film. This story is from Hollywood Reporter. Burt Reynolds, movie star who played a lot of great movies, is dead at the age of 82. How did he die?
Smokey and the Bandit, man.
Dude, Smokey and the Bandit. Boogie Nights, fantastic.
I don't think I ever saw Boogie
Nights. Oh, it's so good. Let's see. How did he die, though? How did he die?
How did he die?
While you're doing that, we're gonna go into the giveaway because we're getting real long here. While you look for those details, please do that.
I just texted my mom.
Oh, your mom. Well, just call your mom real quick. We'll figure it out. Today's giveaway, of course, is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot. Shout out to Frank's Red Hot for sponsoring the Kind of Funny Morning Show this week. Go check out Instagram.com/GameOverGreggy for some of that Cooking with Greggy magic to see his spicy corn and buffalo blue burger recipes using this in my hand. That's right, Frank's Red Hot. We swear by this stuff. We always have a bottle in the office. We love it very much. Our second sponsor today is RX Bar. Thankfully, there's some left because people have been eating them all.
I feel like that's the biggest endorsement is that the
powers that be in this office just keep like whittling them down. I'll be honest with you, I'm hungry right now. I might eat one of those peanut butter ones. I had breakfast this morning. I'm like, oh, it didn't cut the mustard, so to speak. RX Bar, is a protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no BS, no bad stuff like added sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. They're made with a few simple, clean ingredients where every ingredient serves a purpose, like egg whites for protein, dates to bind, nuts for texture, and other delicious ingredients like unsweetened chocolate, real fruit, and spices like sea salt or cinnamon. RX bars are gluten-free, soy-free, and dairy-free. No added sugar, no artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. This is real food, real ingredients that actually taste pretty good. And you can actually taste the cacao, the real fruit.
Cacao?
Mm-hmm. Why do I say that wrong?
I don't know.
And the spices like sea salt. Let's see right now. RX butter. RX bar now has RX nut butter, which contains a few simple and similar ingredients like egg whites, fruits, and nuts. Each single serving packet is squeezable and spreadable and contains delicious, creamy nut butter with 9 grams of high quality protein. Pairs great with fruit, rice cakes, pretzels, or you should eat it by itself right out of the pouch, which I probably will because I like nut butter. I've had these before. I like them a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I like anything that's got that much protein in it. Fan-freaking-tastic. If you need something on the go, you're like, I don't have breakfast, throw this in your bag, you got it right there. Right now, get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/kindoffunny and use the promo code kindoffunny at checkout. That's rxbar.com/kindoffunny with the promo code kindoffunny at checkout. Congratulations to our giveaway winners from Kind of Funny Patreon. Leo Manishalski has won Fate Extilia, the Umbral Star. And Porfiro Porras from the Kind of Funny Patreon as well has won 1979 Revolution Black Friday on PS4. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Of course, if you're watching this live with us, we're going to go into the chat right now and talk to you all for a little bit. And then we're going to go to the subs in sub-only mode. If you guys want to subscribe to our channel, please use your Amazon Prime. You get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Mine's coming up. We're out of time to do it today, but I'll probably do it tomorrow.
Perfect.
On the show. I've got a new person that I'm going to subscribe to. It's quick, it's easy, it's painless, and it's free. And it really does help. So if you guys want to do that right now, we'll take a second.
I love it. Burt Reynolds,
yeah.
Breaking news from my mother.
Not
died of cardiac arrest.
Had a heart attack.
Yes. And then she's apparently watching. She said, movie night, barbecue, Top Golf, which Andy wants to do, and shooting range, which Kevin wants to do.
What is Top Golf?
It's like a multi-level story, like golfing range, but it's like cool.
Okay.
And there's like, you can play different games, and they have like a full bar, and there's
music.
This is
at the Takagami house?
It's like right around the corner from my parents'
house. I love this. Here's my thing, though. This sounds like a lot of effort, mm-hmm. and I don't want to put your mom
it's
out.
It's not.
What I'm saying is, we come over, I'll order pizza.
But here's the thing. My parents like having lots of people over, and my dad likes to barbecue for
everyone. I get
it,
but I think you're missing the point that at some point we will order pizza after we eat the barbecue. We will all get in our jammies. Mm-hmm. We will get, I want the old school, like, mom's got to go deep into the closet and find the Star Wars blanket, the quilted blanket.
Yeah.
We all make the blanket.
The My Little Pony sleeping bag.
You know, we do the sleeping bag floor mm-hmm. thing where everyone's That's there. Totally and we just doable. Watch Goonies and we watch Gremlins. Mm-hmm. And we watch all the things from my childhood before my life got spoiled by old age.
Yeah, we can totally do that.
Let's go into the chat, Joe.
I'm excited.
Okay. Let's go into the chat. Nick, G.I. Joe Retaliation, do you think they all took the total destruction of London really lightly? It gets blown up, and then they win and congratulate themselves. Nothing about G.I. Joe Retaliation makes any sense. Trying to figure out what's going on in that movie is a useless pursuit.
Wolf Smalls, favorite Burt Reynolds film, All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, that's a good film. I really love Boogie Nights.
Really?
It's a really good movie.
Everyone said that it's really good, and I feel like I should watch it, but it's just one of those ones that I've never gotten to.
I think you'll like it. Really? I mean, it's messed up. It's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, so it's like really intense at parts.
Yeah.
And it's it was really well done. And Burt Reynolds is great in it.
Burt Reynolds in Deliverance, too?
He was in Deliverance, yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever seen Deliverance.
Like, fucked up.
Yeah, that's a messed up movie.
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
Oh, I got to give a shout out to my favorite Burt Reynolds movie. Of course, how did I forget this? The 1981 classic, The Cannonball Run. Have you ever seen it?
Is that the one that... Like,
they're
no,
remaking,
it's
they're
Mad Mad
to
World
it.
That's Rat Race was...
Yeah. No, the Cannonball Run is actually based on a real race called the Cannonball.
Yeah.
And it was actually a real illegal race that happened.
Is it cross-country? In England?
You know, this is cross-country, yes.
Okay.
So I forget where they raced from, but I think it's not coast to coast. I think they start... Let's see, the team gathered in Connecticut to start a cross-country race. One at a time, teams drive up to start a point, punch a time card... and then they have to take off. And then I think it ended. I think the first one ends in like Long Beach or something like
ending
that.
Ending in California, yeah. Connecticut to California.
Yeah, there you go. Based on a true story, which is hilarious. which
was
I did
just
not
like
know.
Like a group of friends that like wanted to race.
Look up the look up real life.
There had to be money involved, right?
I don't know actually. I just remember reading that it was. Let's see. Google Cannonball Run real race.
The film is based on 1979 running of an actual cross country outlaw
road
race.
Outlaw road race. Click on that one that says. Second sentence all the way to the right says the film is based on a 1979 run.
Yeah.
Running of an actual right up. Right there. Nope.
That
yeah,
one.
Right there. Boom. Cannonball Baker Sea to Shining
Redondo.
Sea Memorial Trophy Dash. The Cannonball Baker Sea to Shining Sea Memorial Trophy Dash, widely known as the Cannonball Baker or Cannonball Run, was an unofficial, unsanctioned automobile race run five times in the 1970s from New York City and Darien, Connecticut to the U.S. Atlantic Coast, on the U.S. Atlantic Coast, excuse me, to Portofino Inn in Redondo Beach, California. Of course, it's the Portofino Inn. That just sounds like the perfect place to
right,
end it.
Exactly.
I've never been to the Portofino, but I guess it's great. So yeah, they made a movie out of this. And what I love most about this movie is that it's just pure shenanigans. It's mm-hmm. just silly. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's not, there's like not really a lot of character development at one point.
But it's just fun.
It's just so fun. And it's got Dom DeLuise in it. And the Dom DeLuise, Burt Reynolds connection is genius. Do they accidentally kidnap someone? Yes. Is it Farrah Fawcett? And is that storyline kind of inappropriate? Sure. But you know, she gets into the race eventually. Other than
product
that, it's
of its time.
But I'll tell you one thing. Here's why I love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Two characters in this movie
yeah.
that are, we got obviously Burt Reynolds and Dom yeah. DeLuise, who are phenomenal. They were friends. They have great chemistry. But we also have Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. Who, now here's the deal. In order to not get caught, you have to figure out how to, you're literally going on an illegal race. So if the mm-hmm. cops pull you over, you have to figure out how to get
how
out
get of it.
It.
Yeah.
They dress up like priests,
mm-hmm.
but they're driving a Ferrari. So every time they get pulled up, like, oh, I'm sorry, Father. They're like, oh, yeah, this was a donation. We're driving it. But, yeah.
So good.
And then very, actually, very funny. As a spoiler, at the end, the two...
Does it count as a spoiler if it's like a 40-year-old movie?
Well, people haven't seen this. I love the way it ends because I think, yeah, they lose at the end. Mm-hmm. And the two women who are driving the Lamborghini win. And their whole shtick is they're just like, every cop that pulls them over, they just like, they're obviously hot women.
Yeah.
They just get out of it. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, it's so good. Sorry, Ms. Takagami. I didn't mean to say the F word. I apologize. All right, let's talk to the chat for a few minutes, and then we'll go. Nick, how about Smokey and the Bandit? I never got into Smokey and the Bandit.
Really?
I know it's a better movie,
oh, it's so good.
But I was always like, this is a cheap knockoff of Cannonball Run. So why would I watch it?
Is it?
I don't know. Let's see. What's worse, shouting yourself out or liking your own tweets
and
Facebook posts? Oh, I do both. I tag myself in Instagram posts, too, just so people know that I am the one in the picture. I do whatever. I do whatever the hell I want. Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, I see you, Ignacio Rojas, and I appreciate you. For someone who said that you were taking 2 weeks off, you can't watch it, you're in the chat a lot. I'm just saying, I'm pointing out some inconsistencies in your story. He's like, I can't watch the next 2 weeks. When does that start? Because you've been saying it for the last 3 days.
Hmm.
I'm not saying that I don't want you to be a part of the show, but I'm also saying, like, don't lie, bro. You ain't got to lie to kick it. You know what I mean? Cool, Greg? You don't got a lot to kick it.
Deadhead Jerry says the Pornhub Awards are tonight. You gonna host?
Am I hosting the Pornhub Awards?
That's what he asked. That's
no.
Not my question. Are you gonna
I could.
Do you care about it?
No. But I'm capable of anything.
I have no idea that there were.
If I did, I'd be the best host they ever had.
Yeah.
Sad that they didn't invite me. Sad. I'm doing that now. I'll do it. I wanna read that new book, by the way.
What
Bob
book?
Woodward book about Trump called Fear.
Oh.
It just came out. Oh, Bob Woodward and Bernstein did a Watergate thing. He wrote a book based on a lot of like first party accounts of what's happening in the White House, and mm-hmm. it's just pandemonium. It looks great.
There's a book that I was reading when we were in Austin that's about Katie Turr, who was on, she got put on his campaign trail and like that whole process. Super interesting because she was just like a reporter that was assigned and seeing all the madness start from there.
Oh, I can't wait.
The election day.
I can't
Super
wait.
Super interesting.
Yeah, I want to read all this stuff. Let's see who... We're in sub-only mode, by the way. Someone's saying, did you see that the James Cameron... Wasted Bandwidth said, Nick, have you heard about the James Cameron Spider-Man script? It is wild. No. Link me to an article on that, or let me know where it is. Lexi Gunner said, there's a Gary Busey book out now called Buseyisms.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
I can only imagine what reading that is like.
Luckily, our show is pretty much over, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing is in fact a jackhammer outside. So can't wait for that to be happening all throughout Kinda Funny Games Daily.
That'll be so fun.
It's gonna be great.
That'll be so fun.
Just Google it, dog, says waste of bandwidth. But I don't have that kind of time. But I will Google it.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Ongoing, are we using this sub only one?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Best Bond song. I like the Die Another Day Madonna song, too.
Oh, I mean, there's too many to pick from.
It's so catchy.
I will say Skyfall's pretty much up there.
Skyfall's so good.
But I also do like the Chris Cornell. I like a lot of the Bond songs. Really? I like the Casino Royale theme, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Brown, 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 brown. They all sound exactly the same. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. It's 12:10. We got to wrap this bad boy up. I got to go get some art and some lunch. Joe, thanks for joining me. I think you're back on the show tomorrow, yeah? Or is
Am
it
I?
Andy? It's probably
Andy.
That's
a good question.
I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT. Of course, we'll round the weekend out on Friday, and then I'll go to sleep on Saturday, and that'll be fun. If you're watching this on YouTube, of course, let us, please feel free to put a comment in the comment below for any of the stories that we talked about, or just let us know what your favorite Burt Reynolds movie is, minus Cannonball Run. I challenge you to find something better. Everyone, I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. Cool Greg, please cut the feed. Bye, Mrs. Takagami.